9:15. This week we're continuing to play some of the really frank stories about your lives you've been sending us. These are inspired by the Hospice Biographers Project, an initiative to record the stories of people's lives in their final months. This morning we hear from Nicola Hill on the twists and turns her life's taken.
I've married a man once and a woman twice. I was untimely ripped from my mother's womb after 24 hours of hard labour, an emergency caesarean just before Christmas Eve in 1966, a good year for football. My head was too big, apparently. I have an MA in Creative and Life Writing from Goldsmiths College and a BSc in Social Psychology from LSE. I travelled to South America on my own, aged 21, to learn Spanish, and I met an Australian. We trekked together through Colombia and fell in love. I followed him to Sydney and we married. At the age of 28, I came out and met my first girlfriend, an academic from the Bahamas. 6 months later, I fell in love with Laura, and we've been together for the last 27 years, having a civil partnership followed by a marriage when they both became legal. There have been many legal and attitudinal changes towards homosexuality in my lifetime, from not even hearing the word lesbian, let alone knowing of any when I was a child, to the wonderful visibility we enjoy today. Newsreaders, actors, politicians, who have all come out of the closet. The next generation, hopefully, don't even know what that phrase means. Career-wise, I worked for Cancer Research UK, RNIB and NCVO in fundraising and publications. I joined The Guardian for a couple of years to help set up the online version of Society. For over 20 years, I have run my own editorial services company. I've also had 3 non-fiction books published and offer training in life writing. Laura and I set up a website to promote gay-friendly wedding venues and won an award for a startup business. It was very successful to begin with, when people wanted to be assured of a welcoming venue for their big day. Now, thankfully, people assume venues will want their business, and if they don't, more fool them. In 2010, Laura and I decided to foster 2 children long-term. We were approved within 9 months, and a brother and sister came to live with us, age 7 and 11. It was the biggest challenge of our lives, and still can be. They're now both adults and starting to make their way in the world, one as a teacher and the other in catering. One of them sent us a Mother's Day card saying, "Everyone should have 2 mums."
And thank you so much to Nicola Hill for that life story. Is it